Command the kotli dummy. It's like the animal killed the person that the Baal HaShor should have to pay kaifer. Kamashmula know that it's not the Shor directly killing the person, it's Bezdin killing the person. Therefore, the Baal HaShor does not have to pay kaifer. Rav Amar Rav says no, Li'erlam the Rav of a kotla. We could be talking about even in a case where the animal lived with the person and killed the person. Then you had a question, if so, Mali kotla berkanaya, Mali kotla berviya. What's the difference how the animal killed the person with his horns or with living with the person? He killed the person, so why doesn't the Baal HaShor have to pay kaifer? I'll tell you, yes, there's a difference. Karen kavanos alahazik. Karen does damage with his Karen is kavanos alahazik. So when the animal kills somebody with kavanah, with intentions of killing him, then the Baal HaShor has to pay kaifer. But hi kavanos alahanois atzmayu. But when the animal went to live with this person, he did it for intentions to enjoy himself, not to do damage. So since the animal only did it for his own enjoyment, that's why he's parted from kaifer. So Mar says, "B'mai pligi, what's the machlekes between Rava and the Teretz before?" And the Teretz says, "B'regel shadors agabe tinik b'chotzer anizik," like we had before. In a case where an animal kills a person by a regular mazik of regal, not with his Karen Kavanos al-Hazik, but just regular regal, where an animal just walked over a kid and killed a kid, for Shus HaNizik, does the Baal HaShor have to pay kaifer? Le'abaya mishalem kaifer. According to Abaya, yes, you have to pay kaifer. So therefore here also, if the Shor would have killed the person through Revia, he would also have to pay kaifer. But L'Rabba that says, no, since he killed through Revia, he does not have to pay kaifer. Le'mishalem kaifer. Here also, Regal would not have to pay kaifer. You only pay kaifer where the animal was, kavanos or lahazik. So Mar says, Tanya kavos to the Rabba, bring your proof to Rav. It says, Shor istadin, this Shor that was taught how to kill, ain't a chayiv misa. You should know, if it goes and kills somebody, we do not have to kill the Shor does not have a chayiv misa on it. And also, the kosher lagarbe korban. This animal is kosher to be brought for korban. Why? Mifnei shehu kemusa. Because it's like it was forced to do it. It didn't do it on its own. People taught it how to kill. But since other people had to teach it how to kill, it's not called to kill by itself. Therefore, just like a spotter from Isa, the same thing as kosher for korban. Now the Mishnah says, Shor shenogach es odom, or shor that gored a person, umeis, and killed a person, samuid mishalem kaifer. The tam potter min a kaifer. That's what the Tan of our Mishnah holds, that a tam is potter from paying kaifer. But v'zeh v'zeh ha'yovim isa. In both cases, Bezdin is supposed to kill the Shor. V'chein v'ben v'chein v'bas. It doesn't make enough kamino who the Shor killed. Whether it was a katin or a tinoikis, a young boy, a young girl, still we have to kill the Shor. And still the Baal HaShor has to pay kaifer like he killed the gadol. Nogach eved ayom, let's say your Shor god, an eved kanani, or an oma, shivcha kananis. Is noisen shloishim sloyin. The loch is you have to pay 30 sloyim, that's the kanas. Bein shu yofa meyamona, ho bein sheni yofa la dinar echod. Whether the evid is a strong evid, it's worth 100, whether it's a weak one, that's only worth 1 dinar, this is the kanas. The Torah says you have to pay shloishim sloyin. So Murray has the question now. Since our mission is said that even a tam, the first time an animal kills the man, we have to kill the animal. If so, mu'ed hechim ishkachas lo. How do we have a case that an animal is a mu'ed to kill a person? How do you kill a person three times? After the animal killed the person the first time, Bezdin is supposed to kill the animal. So how do we have an animal that's here killing three times? Oh, my rabbi, hokam and my askinus, rabbi said, no, we're talking about over here, kagoyin shom duhu lishloisho b'nei yodam. That we just evaluated that this Shor was about to kill a person. So that alone is enough to give him a shame, mu'it. So Rashi learns, it means, she'rotzach rayim. We saw this Shor running after a man. And the man ran away from the Shor. The yomdo, and we evaluated here, shim le'borchu ha'yahorgun. That if the man wouldn't have run away, then this Shor was running after that man with intentions to kill him. So we saw that this Shor was about to kill a man. And that happened three times, so that's enough to make a Shor a mu'ed for killing a person. Even though l'maisa the Shor did not kill the man, therefore the Shor is not chayiv misa, but since we saw that the man wouldn't have run away, he would have been killed, that's enough to make the Shor a mu'ed. So the Kiddush, that's what Rabbi says. Rav Ashi says nothing doing. Umdina lav klomu. That we evaluate that he would have killed the person means nothing. L'maisa the Shor did not kill the person, he can't become a mu'ed that way. So if so, where's the case that it becomes a mu'ed? we're talking about over here. Halacha b'mayaskinon kagoyin shesikon l'shloisha b'nei yodim. That this animal gored taka three people, three different days, and he made each one very, very sick. He put him into a critical condition. And after he did it to three men, then all three of them died. So Maisa, this one shore killed three men, so now he becomes a mu'ed. Even though we can't kill the shore till after he did it three times. Rash lefikach leniskol, pishnayim harishoinim. Ugeshenaga shlishu, when the animal killed the third time, then all three of them died. Therefore, the Baal HaShor has to pay kaifer. Because the third time when it killed is called a mu'ed killing, it has to pay kaifer. Rav Zvid Omer, Rav Zvid says, yeah, right. Says Bnei Adam yet. Razvid Amar Razvid said the Teretz is Kegoyin Shohorag Shloisha Behemos. That the animal kills three behemos. And if it kills the behemos, we don't have to kill the animal. And then it killed the man. So Mash from Ehel, that's called the Mu'ud for Nodim also. So Marius Takashi, if that's true, O Mu'ud Lebehemah have a Mu'ud Leyodim, is that true? Of course not. So what if he killed three behemos? But he's not called the Mu'ud for Nodim. Ela rather Amar Rav Simi Kegoyin Shohorag Shloisha Kechovim. That first this animal killed three goyim, and if an animal kills the goy, we don't have to kill the animal. And then he killed a fourth time a Jew, so that's why he's chai, that's why he's a mu'ud. For the Gemara, does that make him a mu'ud? Or mu'ud li yerv di kechofim, maybe mu'ud li Yisrael, is that true? Maybe no. Maybe a goy doesn't have a mazel. It's easier to kill a goy, so therefore the animal could kill a goy. But maybe he won't kill a Jew, so it's still not called a mu'ud to kill a Yisrael. Ela rather, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. We're talking about that the animal killed three men, and each man was a trefer first. So therefore, since the man was a trefer anyway, it's like the shor killed the dead man, therefore we don't kill the shor. So, but our core point of the shor killed three times, so therefore he's a mu'ud to kill men. For at the Gemara, no, mu'ud le trefer, have a mu'ud le sholem, why? He's a mu'ud only to kill people that are killed already, dead already. Maybe again, they don't have such a good mazel, so therefore, since they have a trefer, like dead already, that's why it's easier for the shor to kill them. But maybe a person that's a sholem, that's not a trefer, for that the shor won't kill, so you don't have a proof to say he's a mu'ud for a sholem. Elo omer papa, therefore a papa says like this, the kota was talking about the shor killed, the orakli agma, and he ran away into the pasture, into the fields. We couldn't catch him. Again, the kotel, then the second day, the animal killed the second time. The Yorak Liagman ran away, we couldn't catch him. So the Maisa, we know the shore killed three times, and the reason why we didn't kill the shore in between was because the shore ran away, we couldn't catch the shore. Revacha Brei, the Raviku, Almek, Goyin, Shehuzmu, Zoymimei, Zoymimin. I tell you, the case was that true, the animal killed somebody one day. Two Adim first came and said, you know, your animal killed somebody. But then, before Bezdin went around to kill the animal, a second pair of Edom came and said the first ones were Zaymimin. Like, the first ones were not true. So therefore, Bezdin said, hold it, we're not going to kill the Shor, because now the first Edoms were like false. Then the second day, the same thing happened. That two Edom first came and said this Shor killed somebody. But before Bezdin went to kill the Shor, another pair of Edom came and said, Imanu Hayisem, to the first pair of Edoms, you're false, you were with us. And it happened again, the same thing the third day. That again, the third day, another two Edom came and said, Yeshua killed somebody, and before Bezdin killed Yeshua, another two Edom came and said about the first pair of Edom, Imanu Yisem, your false say this, we can't believe you. And now what happened, after this happened three times, a third pair of Edom came and said to the second pair of Edom, that made the first pair of Zimimim, your false say this. A third pair said about the second pair of Edom, that you are Imanu Yisem, you are false say this. Therefore, the first pair of Edom are telling the truth. So it comes out now, after the third day, we have true Edom saying that this shore killed Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Just the reason why Bezdin didn't kill the shore in between was because in between, they were proven to be Zaymimin first. So we couldn't believe the first Edom. Now, after the third day, the third pair of Edom came and said upon the second ones that made the first one Zaymimin, no, you are Zaymimin. So therefore it comes out the first Edom are true, so this is the case we know that your shor killed three times, therefore your shor is a mu'id, you have to pay kaifer. So that's this lashon, that Ravach HaBrei Rav Iko Amar Kegoyin Shehuzmu Zoymimei Zoymimin. We now have a third pair of Edom that made Zoymimin, the second pair of Edom that was Mazmim the first pair. So Mura says, all these truths are good, Ho Nicha Iliyu De Tura. This is good, like one time we had before in Dachov Dalid, that the union of a mu'id that has to do damage on three different days is just to make the animal a mu'id. Not that the bailim, the owner, has to be warned in between, but as long as we know this animal did damage three times in 3 days, he becomes a mu'id, even though we find out about it in one shot at one time. So then shapa, then it's very good. Ela, but according to the other man, the yama, idli yudei gavra binon, if the vort, why we need 3 days, is that the owner has to be warned each day. And now the owner like becomes the mu'id for not watching his shore. Is so meimer omalei. Let the owner say, lehevi yadinon, I did not know that my shore was did damage. Because after the first two eidim said on Monday your shore killed, right away another two eidim came and said, Imanu yisim. So we believe the second pair, that the first pair are liars. So I do not know that my shore did damage. It's only after the third day that we find out the first pair of eidim were telling the truth. But the owner was not realized, did not realize it each time. Says so the owner like is never liu de gavra. The owner never became a mu'ud yet to watch his shore. So Gemara says no, the case is kagain the amri, that this third pair of eidim say over Yishino that kolei mas dekoto tura, all the 3 days when your shore really did damage, gavei havikoi, you were there, the owner was there, the owner saw the way his own shore killed somebody Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So therefore the owner can't say I did not know about it, because the owner was there watching it. So therefore now at the end, the third day, we find out the truth, that really your shore did kill Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And you were there also, you saw it happen Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So therefore your shore, the Maisa, becomes a mu'id, and that's why now you have to pay Kaifa. Ravina says another terrors could be, for Makiras Bal Hashor, V'yein Makiras Hashor. That two eidim saw the way somebody's shore killed somebody, and they knew this shore belongs to Reuven. So they told Reuven, Yishno, we saw one of your shores killed today. But we don't know which shore it was. Your shore ran back into the corral, got mixed up, we don't know which one. But we know that it was your shore that killed. And this happened 3 times. So Mirat Akasha, but my heavenly Lamevad, what should have the owner done? How does he become a mu'id? He doesn't know which shore to watch. You're not telling me which one of my shvarim kills, so how do I know which one to watch? So Gemara says, no. Mishum the Amrile, because the Bezdin or the Eidim say to the owner, Turo nachano islecho bikurcho. You should know you have an animal that does damage in your bokker, in your corral. You have a nachon, you have an animal that goes, kills people. Therefore, iboylecho neture kule bikurcho. You should have watched your whole corral of animals. You shouldn't have let them go loose. You should have watched them, every one of them. To suffix which one of them is the mu'id, is doing the damage, you have to watch all your shvarim. So since he didn't watch it, this is the case that the owner of the shore itself becomes a mu'id, even though we can't kill the shore each time after it killed the man. Because it killed today, we don't know which shore it was, we can't kill the shore. Just later, after the third time, now the eidim recognize this shore, and they say, yes, this was the shore that killed 3 times. So since now, after it happened 3 times, the eidim recognize this shore, so the Bailim became a mu'ud already because he was warned 3 times. Now that we know this is the shore that killed 3 times, this shore is the mu'ud, therefore the Baal HaShor has to pay kaifer. Now the Mishnah says, Zeh b'zeh chayav misa. Even though your shore is only a tam, if it kills a man, it's chayav misa. Tana Rabban, a word like this. Mimashma shenema. Since the Pasuk says, Sokel ye sokel HaShor, that there's a mitzvah to kill the shore, you have to stone the shore. If a shore killed a man, even if it's a tam, we have to stone the shore. So any day you don't die no shenavelahi, that if you stone the shore, the dead body's in the vela. Or in the vela, asura bachila, I know you're not allowed to eat in the vela. If so, matay maloy maloy yecheles pesaroi. Why does the pasuk have to say on such a shore that you stone it, you're not allowed to eat its flesh? Of course not, it's in the vela. So Mer says, magadachwa kosa, the pasuk comes to teach us, shim shochatu, liyacha shenigma dinoi, that once Bezdin passed the noise that your shore killed somebody, and now we know that this shore has a chi of skiller on it, now, even if before we kill it, the owner goes and makes a shchiter on it, the locher is also bachila, that you're not allowed to eat from the meat. It's also bachila, that's the chiddush. Ein li yelo bachila, I only know that you're not allowed to eat from the meat. Bahanomi 9, how do I know you can't have enjoyment from the meat? You can't even give it to a dog, you can't sell it to a guy? Talmud Loimah, the Pasuk says, Ubal hashor noki. That the Baal HaShor is free, is clean from this animal, that he has nothing at all from the shore. For the more my mashma, how do I know what the word Baal HaShor Noki means? So Shimon ben Zayma Oimer. You know what the Pasuk means? Ki odam shayim lechaveroi, like a person tells his friend and says over, yotze ish ploini nokim lechosev. This person went like bankrupt. He's free from all his crap, like he owns nothing. V'yein lebehem anoshah klum. He has nothing there. That's what the pasuk means. Ubal hashar noki. He can't have enjoyment either from this meat. Now the Gemara asks, Umimai de lo yoichles besoroi, lehechid de shachet tu achash nigmadinoi, shosav achilo. How do you know that's John the Pasuk? That even in the case of you made a good shchita, after the Gemara din, after Bez and Paskin, the Dishoros Chayiv Skilo, then the owner went and made a good shchita, that you can't eat from it. Ema, maybe no. Maybe say, Tehechid de shachet tu achash nigmadinoi, shorav achilo. Maybe if you made a good shchita before you killed the shor, just after the Gemara Din, maybe the Shechita is kosher, you'll not eat from the meat. Who? Fahai lo yechles besaroi. Do you know what the Pasuk means to say you can't eat from the meat? Maybe lehecha de sak le miskal. Maybe it means to teach us that after you made the skila, the yosaba nohu, that the meat is yosaba no. You ask the question, what does the Pasuk have to say lo yechel? If you stone the animal, pshita to nevela, I tell you, you know what the Pasuk is teaching us lo yechel? That the meat is yosaba no. Not that you can't eat the meat, that I know pshita. The meat is at nevela. You stoned the animal, you didn't shecht it. Avada, you can't eat the meat. But maybe I would have thought to say it's mutabano. Aye, what does lo yoichel have to do with an iser hano? You can't have enjoyment from it. Hatelikid Rabbi Yavua, like Rabbi Yavua. The yomer Rabbi Yavua, Rabbi Loza, komokom shenema lo yoichel. Lo toichel, lo toichlu. Whenever the Torah uses one of these lashonis, when the Torah says don't eat, you know what the pasuk means? It means echad iser achilo v'echad iser ano b'mashma. The pasuk means to say not only is it also teat, but you're not allowed to have enjoyment from it either. There's an iser hano involved. So when the Torah says the word lo yoichal, it includes enjoyment, because the svar is like by saying don't eat it, eating is the biggest enjoyment you can have from food. So when the Torah says don't eat it, it doesn't only mean you can't eat it. It means you can't have any enjoyment from it. Just what is the biggest enjoyment from food? Eating it. So when the Torah says don't eat it, it means don't have enjoyment from it. That's from Avuah's chat. Ashi yiparat l'cha kosev, until the Torah says clearly not like that. Kedera shiparat l'cha b'nevela. Like the Torah said by regular nevela, when a regular animal dies, there the Torah says, lager b'nesino, u'l'yev k'chob b'mechira. There the Torah says, you're allowed to give it to a ger teshav for a present, and you're allowed to give it to a guy to sell it to a guy. Even though we know in nevela you can't eat, but since here the Torah says clearly it's mutav hanor, only here is it mutav hanor. But all other places, when the Torah says lo yoichel, it means an iser hanor also. So maybe here, by this shor haniskal, that maybe even after you have a gemar din, if you would make a good shechita, maybe you'll not eat from the meat. But the pshat from the pasuk is, the pasuk is teaching us that it's also b'hanor. So in the case where you don't shecht it, where you just stone it, that not only is it also b'achil, it's also b'hanor. So the Torah says no. Amri, I'll tell you like this. Hani mili, when do I have Rabbi Avuah's pshat? That when the Torah says lo yoichel, it means both an iser achila and an iser ano. Heichid nafag le iser achila v'iser ano mikra mole. When I mikra mil lo yoichel, when I learn out both the isur from the pasuk. If the pasuk lo yoichel would mean you can't eat it and you can't have enjoyment from it, then it's good. I will hocha, but over here, if you stone the animal already, the iser achila, you know why you can't eat this animal? Misaka yisaka nafka. Because once you have to stone the animal, you don't shecht it, you just kill it, it's an avela. From that alone I know it's also bachila. If so, isaka daidrif, you're going to tell me to think. Hai lo yoichi. You know what the pasuk means now, lo yoichi, you can't eat this meat. The question was if it's an avela. Pshit, you can't eat it. So you want to answer me, maybe. Espesoro means iser hanohu, that the pasuk means to teach us. Not only can't eat it because of a nevela, but it's also wasa bahano. Maybe that's what the word layecha means. The Gemara says no. If so, nichta rachmana layahana. The Apostle should have said clearly, you're not allowed to have enjoyment from it, because that you can't eat it, I know already you can't eat it. Since it's a nevela, it's an animal that was stoned to death. Pshit, you can't eat it. So the pasuk only means to teach me that you can't have enjoyment from it. You can't give it to your dog. So the Torah should have said clearly, layahana. Inami layecha left the soroi. Yeah, period. So since the pasuk says lo yoichal, nechuras mashma, that the pasuk is teaching me it's asatit. So that was the question, what do we need a pasuk for? Pshita, it's asatit. So the teretz is, the chiddush is, even if you make a good shchita, that once this Shor HaNiskal has a Gemara Din is supposed to be killed, even if you make a good Shechita, still the Maisa Ritzasa Bechila. In Amr, the Gemara says like this, Lo yachlas besar lomli. What do the pasuk lo yachlas besar right? The yafagav the yavdi kain basar. Even though you made it like meat, means the shachtei asar. Even though you made a shchita, still it's asar b'achila. Maskevlo mazutra.